Ma has been nursing these two trees for as long as I can remember. In spite of the dust, in spite of the drought, because of Ma's stubborn care, these trees are thick with blossoms, delicate and pinky white. My eyes can't get enough of the sight of them. I stand under the trees and let the petals fall into my hair, a blizzard of sweet-smelling flowers dropped from the boughs of the two placed there in the front yard by Ma before I was born, that she and they might bring forth fruit into our home together.